Before we close out, a few stories we haven't given enough time to, because they deserve it.
The FDA approval for the first-in-class targeted therapy for metastatic pancreatic cancer. Pancreatic cancer has been one of the most treatment-resistant cancers precisely because it's rarely caught early and has few molecular targets that drugs can exploit. A first-in-class targeted therapy means researchers found a specific molecular vulnerability and built something that attacks it. The 5-year survival rate for metastatic pancreatic cancer is currently around 3%. This won't move that number dramatically on its own, but targeted therapies that work in a small subpopulation often point the way to broader approaches. The HN comments included several oncologists and researchers adding context that the mainstream coverage missed.
The CoMAP story from Venezuela is the kind of thing that doesn't get enough attention in technology coverage. An offline mapping app, built on OpenStreetMap data, guided rescue workers through areas with no cellular signal during an emergency response. No subscription, no server dependency, just locally cached maps that worked when the infrastructure didn't. It's a reminder that the most important technology in a crisis is often the technology that doesn't require anything to be working properly.
The Glacial Lake flood risk study from the Himalayas is legitimately alarming and undercovered. The research models worst-case outburst flood scenarios in a transboundary basin, meaning a basin that crosses national borders, in this case likely involving India, Nepal, or Pakistan. Glacial Lake outburst floods, or GLOF, can release billions of cubic meters of water in hours. The communities downstream in these Himalayan valleys have little warning time and limited evacuation infrastructure. The fact that this 2022 research is still surfacing on HN in 2026 suggests the policy response has not kept pace with the risk assessment.
The Taylor Farms food safety report is worth flagging for listeners who care about supply chain concentration risk. Farm Actions report documents how a single company's reach in the fresh produce supply chain creates systemic vulnerabilities. When something goes wrong at that scale, it affects not just one region, but national food supply. The same consolidation logic that worries people in tech is operating in agriculture, with similar systemic risk implications.
And we should note the passing of Yayoi Kusama, whose work, The Infinite Mirror Rooms, The Polka Dots, The Pumpkins, became some of the most recognized contemporary art of the past half century. And Tim Curry, who gave us Frank N., Furter, Pennywise, and dozens of other performances that proved you could be genuinely menacing and genuinely theatrical at the same time. The HN community's appreciation for both was warm and specific, which says something nice about the range of that community.
Actinide becoming the first startup to produce high-assay low-enriched uranium, HALEU, is a significant milestone in the advanced nuclear reactor space. HALEU is the fuel that many next-generation reactor designs require, and domestic production capacity has been a bottleneck for the entire sector. A startup achieving this before established players have is a striking signal of how the entrepreneurial energy in nuclear is starting to produce real results.
The Risklytics YCS26 launch, insurance brokerage for frontier tech companies, is a niche story but an interesting one. As drone companies, autonomous vehicle operators, AI-in-the-loop medical device makers, and other frontier tech firms scale, they face insurance markets that don't have actuarial models for their risk profiles. Risklytics is betting there's a durable business in bridging that gap.
One more honest moment before we close. A few months ago on this show, we reported that Ukraine had struck Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. A listener with some geography knowledge pointed out, correctly, that the Caspian Sea is landlocked and hundreds of miles from any Ukrainian-controlled territory. We had reported something that was physically impossible. It was a fabricated or badly sourced claim, and we didn't catch it. We're sorry for that. It's a reminder that in an AI-accelerated news environment, the speed of content generation has outrun the verification processes that should be catching errors like this. We're committed to doing better.
Everything we've covered today came from the Hacker News community at news.acombinator.com. If any of these stories sparked your curiosity, the NVIDIA acquisition, the FDA cancer therapy, the glacial flood research, the AGPL enforcement battle, head to HN, find the thread, and read the comments. That's where the people who actually built these systems, wrote these papers, or work in these industries are sharing what they really think. We're a summary. They are the primary source.
And a genuine thank you to the tools that make this show possible. Claude Code by Anthropic handles our script generation and production automation, and Perplexity's real-time research capability is how we surface and verify what's trending each day. We're genuinely grateful for both. They let two people produce something that would have required a full production team a few years ago.
If you want broader current events coverage, geopolitics, markets, world affairs, check out the Intellijix Daily News, our companion show. It's a natural complement to what we do here.
We'll be back tomorrow with whatever August 28th brings. Given the pace of this week, it'll be something.
Count on it. Thanks for listening to Intellijix HN Daily.